Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you feeding your soul? And more particularly, are you feeding your soul good things? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. Feeding the soul. Do you know most of us at this point are aware pretty much of the things we feed our body, our physical frames? You know, we might be saying to ourselves, you know what? I need to cut out a little extra sugar, or I need to start avoiding processed foods that might have those harmful chemicals that make me feel sick and sluggish, that maybe back up my body, slow down my bodily functions, and lower my vitality. We might be saying, as a result of that, you know, I'm going to focus on more fresh foods, organic fruits and vegetables, things that actually help clean, fuel, and support my body so that my body will feel like it's got more positive energy and vitality. That's kind of an easy thing and an easy thing we could all relate to. But when we get into the idea of feeding our soul, sometimes we think, what the heck does that mean? Well, I want to give you two very quick definitions that I think will make this very easy to understand. When we want to think about the definition of the body, here's an easy one. The body is the physical structure of a person or even an animal, including things like the bones, the flesh, and the organs. So basically, the body is everything in the 3D world you can see, feel, or relate to. Here's a definition, on the other hand, for the soul. The soul is defined as the spiritual or the immaterial part of a human being, regarded as immortal. So basically, we may be living in a flesh and bone and organ-based body, but there is a soul or something spiritual, emotional, immaterial that either has been here before the body was or will be here again after the body dissipates and runs out of energy. That soul also empowers us. That soul is something that needs to be fed. So you might be by default feeding it the negative things in this world, or you may be actively and consciously choosing to feed your soul good things that revitalize, empower, and uplift your soul, and literally give it more energy. So what does that look like, and how do we actually do that? Well, let's first of all consider, when we think about the soul, what are we reading, listening to, or watching on a regular basis? What are we talking about, ruminating over, or believing on a regular basis? And how about this? What are we imagining on a regular basis? All of those questions I just asked you all pertain to what goes on in the soul. You can't really see it, but boy, oh boy, you know it's there because you can feel the effects of the outcomes to the things you read, listen to, and watch, or the things you talk about and ruminate. If you pay attention, it has an effect in terms of the way in which you feel. And if you really do want to be on that path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to be thinking about what it is that you're choosing or not to feed your soul. So how does this actually show up in your life, and how can you take an active approach to feeding your soul some good things? Well, for one thing, what if you are taking in a little bit too much negative or polarizing charge on the TV shows you're watching, such as the news? Maybe you are watching the news, and the more you watch it, the more agitated you're becoming. Whether you're on the right or the left, you feel yourself getting agitated, upset, and even fearful about that news. Do you realize at times you can listen, you could become an informed person, but then you can also choose to turn it off? The same holds true for music. I don't know if you're aware of this, but if ever you choose to actually listen in on another level to the music that you're hearing, or maybe things you're reading about or seeing propagated in popular culture that are making you feel angry, lower, disheartened, or agitated, guess what? You, as an individual, have the power and the control to turn it off and say, you know what? I think I'm listening to maybe some better TV. I'm going to tune on some better sorts of good news entertainment. I'm going to change the channel on what I'm listening to in music. I'll just give you an idea of what I do. I, in my car, have Sirius Radio. I grew up loving 60s music, so oftentimes I'm listening to a lot of these happy songs that everybody used to sing to in cars when I was growing up that came from the 60s, but I also love the big band era, so I flip that on. Well, maybe in your case, instead of listening to a barrage of negative music that really makes you feel disempowered or disheartened, maybe you want to tune into something like Bob Marley's Everything's Gonna Be All Right. The music choices and the entertainment choices are out there, but sometimes you have to remember that you can be the one to choose, just like you would at a grocery store, those kinds of entertainment and informational sources that uplift and support you rather than make you feel low. How about this one? What kinds of conversation do you engage in? And what kinds of behavior? There may be people around you, whether it's at work, on the phone, on a text, a group text that you're, you know, always texting back and forth on, that if you really give some thought to it, ends up making you feel rotten on the inside, or terrorized, or angry. Give it any kind of a negative or low-level feeling. Do you realize that you, just in the same way you could go down and pass by certain food aisles with food that won't be helping you, you can also choose to give less attention and less engagement to some of those conversations that are really not uplifting you. And finally, I want to give you a couple of resources in helping you get more aware of those things that you not only are feeding your soul with or not feeding your soul with, but also the fact that you can look at things in a new way. You can take that same ownership of your soul as you would of your body in terms of making choices. For those who enjoy YouTube videos, one of the YouTube videos I was moved to make several years ago was in front of the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. I entitled the video, Are You Equal? And if you want to think about how you could look at a lot going on and kind of take a second look and say, you know, am I looking at this the right way or am I biased? And is this bias hurting me or maybe hurting others? It's called Are You Equal? There's another YouTube YouTube I did called Unwelcome Friends. It was one of the first ones I ever did. And it talks about thoughts and ideas that literally suck the life out of us that are either so common or so familiar to us that we're unaware of their presence. And therefore, being unaware of their presence, we become unaware of their effects. So those would be two videos you could look at. And in addition to that, on my website at More For You, I also talk about this extensively in my Foundations of Happiness e-course. And that whole e-course is all designed to help people regain personal care of who and what it is they are. Because a lot of the things we think about ultimately become the presence of what we experience in this life. So, what does all this mean for you about feeding the soul, and how can you use this concept today to better your life from the inside out? Here's what I'd recommend. Take a few minutes, just a few, maybe one, at the beginning and at the close of every day. In the morning, set out your intentions. Your intentions might be, I'm going to pay close attention to things I think about, things I'm doing, things I'm talking about. And as I am, I'm going to be aware of the fact that these things are either feeding my soul in a good way to uplift and encourage and vitalize me, or to pull down my soul and make me feel negative. And secondly, at the end of every day, you could take another minute and say to yourself, I'm going to review today. What behaviors was I engaging in? What feelings did I have through the day? What was I doing, listening to, talking about, or thinking about that was either contributing to the health of my soul or deleting from the well-being of my soul? You can figure it out, even if it means you do it day by day, step by step, moment by moment, and conscious decision by conscious decision. Well, that's been my thoughts for you today, but don't go away, because there's someone else who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hello, everybody. My name is Linda Diane Watley from Akron, Ohio. What makes me happy is when the truth makes me feel better than I felt before I learned it. It makes me happy when I see my loved ones happy, enjoying life, striving and growing and being in good health. These are the things that makes Linda Diane Watley so very happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.